Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast.
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Preseason starts this week for the Giants and Jets. We had the Hall of Fame game last week. And for those that need to scratch the itch, for those that need just a little taste, for those that miss football so much that even preseason football will get you pumped up, well, you have arrived. Your time has arrived because this weekend, the Giants and Jets are back. Not meaningful games, not games that'll count in the standings. And certainly what we saw last year when the Giants were the greatest show on turf Rams in the preseason, and we all know they stunk during the regular season, the Giants did. Obviously, the preseason has no bearing as far as what the performance is, what the results are in the preseason on the regular season, but it's an itch, and an itch that you can scratch because football is back, sort of. And we'll start with the Giants because I took a call last night on After Hours and I forgot the fella's name. I didn't write it down. I apologize for that. I should have wrote it down somewhere. But this fella said to me, you know, if the Giants make the playoffs, it would be a surprise. And I pushed back and I said, no, it wouldn't. It would not be a surprise. The expectations for this Giants season is 8, 9, 10 wins. And if they make the playoffs, it would not be a surprise. It would not be a shock. It would be, in my estimation, meeting those expectations. Now, I have giant expectations, I'll admit that. But everywhere I go, everywhere I look, everywhere I turn, as I walk around the streets of New York City aimlessly, and I go on social media, and I listen to this radio station, and I keep my ear to the ground always, the hype for the Giants, it's not just me, it's a lot of people. Giant fans, but also non-Giant fans. So if the Giants do make the playoffs, it would not be a surprise. It would be meeting those expectations. It would be holding serve. And with that comes a lot of anticipation, a lot of excitement, because the Giants have two important pieces in place. Quarterback, head coach. You're off to the races when you have both of those things. And you have a starving fan base that has high expectations year in and year out. And the dark days that we have had to live through really ever since Coughlin left, outside of a first year with Dable, 1 year with McAdoo, outside of that, the Giants have been an embarrassment, a giant embarrassment. And they have shared the same sort of waters as the Jets and the Browns, really just the dregs in the bottom of the NFL. Every time you throw on Monday Night Football or Thursday Night Football and they do those stupid graphics about the just awfulness of the Giant offense, it's usually the Giant offense and the Jet offense as far as lack of productivity, just off bad on prime time, bad at home, bad at offense, doesn't score, all this stuff that we have had to live through as Giant fans or even as football fans. Just watching, even if you're a Jet fan, you're watching the Giants and you're like, hey, maybe this will help me with my sort of viewing pleasure by turning the Giant game on because the Jets aren't very good. And then you turn the Giants on, you're like, well, they look like the Jets, except their uniforms aren't green and white. But that's all changed now because of the quarterback and because of the head coach. And the Giants and Harbaugh go right into the fire on prime time against the Cowboys. And that game is going to have so many eyeballs on it. Not just the people in support of the Giants, but also the detractors. Because when you have this type of hype, when you have this type of momentum that the Giants have, and you have this amount of attention, there's also going to be people that want to see them fall. And that's just the way sports goes. I mean, the Cowboys are no stranger to that. The Knicks are no stranger to that. The Lakers are no stranger to that. The Yankees are no stranger to that. There's just certain franchises in sports that have become accustomed to sort of wearing that crown of there's a lot of people that want to see us succeed. And on the flip side, there's a lot of people that want to see us fail. And that's where the Giants have entered going into this year. And yeah, I do think with the quarterback, with the Hollywood looks, and I'm not sure, because Jackson Dart does have a girlfriend, I don't know if him and his girlfriend have done the Justin Herbert, Madison Beer, or the Joe Burrow and his girlfriend sort of where they're sitting there like it's Central Park and they're enjoying a nice summer day. Meanwhile, they're in the middle of a football field during training camp. I'm not sure if Jackson Dart has recreated that yet with his girlfriend, but be that as it may, Jackson Dart with the Hollywood good looks, and look, he's not going to bed early on a Saturday night. He's all over the place, which, by the way, I have no problem with. I've heard that a bunch this offseason where Jackson Dart, well, he's out there doing this, he's doing that. Yeah, he's a young, good-looking kid in New York City. You can say what you want, but when it's game time and when it's the night before and when it's time to go to work, go to work. But in your off-season leisure time, I don't really have an issue with my quarterback going out and having a good time. I really don't. Especially when you are in this city, in this town. And perhaps it's putting the cart before the horse, but what we saw from Jackson Dart on the field last year was a guy that didn't look like a rookie. Jackson Dart did not play like a rookie last year. The poise was there. The accuracy was there. The lack of turnovers was there. And outside of a couple of times where I thought the Giants put the training wheels on him and they basically neutered Jackson Dart because I believe they were afraid of the discourse that was surrounding him with he takes too many hits, he's in the blue medical tent too much, he's got a slide. And at that point, the Giants season was already over. So the last thing you want when you're in the midst of another horrific season and you change head coaches, the last thing you want is your most prized possession now, your quarterback. The last thing you want is the discourse and the conversation about him to be negative and to be something like injuries and he is being reckless. So I think they just said, all right, we're going to rein him in a little bit and we're going to just try to get through this season. We're going to hire the right head coach and then we're going to be ready to go for 2026. And that's exactly where we're at because, like I said, the preseason starts this week and it's our first taste of both the Giants and the Jets. And there's been a lot of hype also in camp. Now, remember here, as I pour a slight cold water on things, if you go on social media or if you listen to just any kind of Giant podcast or this station, whatever the case may be, you're hearing Arvell Reese's name thrown out there a ton. And this has nothing to do with Arvell Reese because I hope he's a great player. He certainly has a big-time pedigree. And I understand the drafting of him, especially once the Jets passed on him. And it really changed the course of history. If the Jets go Arvell Reese, the Giants are, in all likelihood, going to have Caleb Downs on their football team. And then Caleb Downs obviously went to the Cowboys. So many things changed because of one event, which I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, is the butterfly effect. I believe it's the butterfly effect, which was the movie with Ashton Kutcher, which was horrible. I never bought into the Ashton Kutcher stuff, and he stunk on 2.5 Men, too. So that's one of the, I'm all for people's success, you know what I mean? Especially now that I have some moniker of success, and there's plenty of people out there that wish harm on me as far as my success. So I hate to be this person, but I gotta give my opinion. Ashton Kutcher always struck me as a guy where I was like, how in the world is this dude famous? He's not very funny. That's just me. I never found him entertaining or anything in any of his shows or movies, but somehow, some way, he's built a good career for himself. So hats off to him. But yeah, I think he was in that movie, The Butterfly Effect, which is where one thing changes and then a million other things, sort of a domino effect, happen differently because of that. It would be like if Marty, which Doc Brown told him repeatedly, Marty, you can't interact with anybody in 1957. I think that was the year. I always forget the year that Marty goes back in time, and I always forget the miles per hour in the DeLorean. I think it's 76 miles an hour. I think it's 76 miles an hour. But remember, if Marty went back in time and did anything to sort of change the outcome of what's going to happen in the future, including, let's be honest, his mom wanted to hook up with him, which is a very interesting topic if you think about it. But yeah, he couldn't do anything to change the course of history. And the Jets changed the course of history by going with Bailey instead of Reese. But all you're hearing about with Arvel Reese is he looks great, he looks amazing, he's a stud, he's a video game, he's all these things. Let me remind you, and look, the jury's still out. We don't, you know, it's year two, we'll see. But we heard the same things about Abdul Carter last year. The exact same stuff. So let's just see how it plays out with Arvel Reese. And look, I, for one, were a part of that, you know, Abdul Carter stuff, in terms of I thought he was going to have a big rookie year, I thought he was going to have a big career, and he still can. But in year one, I thought Abdul Carter was a major disappointment. And he's got to be better this season. And I don't want to hear about pressures, and I don't want to hear about statistics that don't really matter. What matters is sacks, what matters is wrecking games, and what matters is this Giant defense finally living up to the, well, expectations that we have all set for it. Because that defense is a huge part of the success of this Giant team this year. If they could stop the run, which is imperative, well, the Giants are going to be on their way. If they can't, boy, that pass rush is going to have to be top five in the league, because I'm still worried about the secondary. I really am. That's why I wanted Caleb Downs. I felt like Downs was a leader in the secondary, could help you stop the run. And I know you drafted Hood, but and there are certainly things you can like about the Giants secondary. I still view it as a major question mark. The linebacking core has certainly gotten better with Edmonds and with Reese. And I mean, Edmonds alone, you know, Reese is more now. And that was the reason why the Jets passed on Arvel Reese, because he is going to be a project. He could flop. It could be one of those situations where he just is not like David Bailey might be a steady player for the next 10, 15 years. And by steady, I mean really good. Well, what I mean, what Reese, it might not be steady. It might be 1 year he's amazing, 1 year he's bad, or it takes two bad years to be amazing in the third year. Kind of a wild card. And that's why the Jets were unwilling to go in that direction early in the first round, which I can't blame them for. But the Giants' defense and their ability to stop the run is going to be paramount. Paramount for this team and their success. But I've said this ever since Harbaugh was hired. I have Giant expectations going into this year, and I expect a Giant turnaround right out of the gate. And I expect a victory in week one. In fact, I'm not saying I'm, you know, guaranteeing one. Maybe we'll wait a few weeks to do that. But I expect the Giants to win week one against the Cowboys. And the Cowboys have been getting a lot of, well, they always get a lot of attention. But there's been a lot of Cowboy optimism from, and again, I always have my ear to the ground. I'm always walking the streets. I'm always listening to what everybody has to say. And look, even though we're in New York, I brought this up a million times, but I'll bring it up a million and one times. There are more Cowboy fans in New York than there are in Dallas. There are. You can go anywhere on the planet Earth and find Cowboy fans. You can go anywhere, even made up places. You can go to Mordor, you can go to Tatooine, and you will find Cowboy fans. They're everywhere. And they're not hard to find because they're very loud and obnoxious. And they haven't had a lot to cheer about lately, but the Cowboys, from what I'm hearing, apparently, are on their way to the Super Bowl, which, you know, wake me up when that happens. But there's a lot of people that think the Cowboys are going to win the division. I don't see it, but there are a lot of people that think that. Be that as it may, they have a dynamite offense, Dallas, and they're going to be right out of the gate, you know, a well-oiled machine on that side of the ball in week one. The Giants can't afford a learning curve. They can't. And perhaps you're thinking, well, those aren't Giant expectations, Positive Tommy. Those are unfair expectations. Well, you know what? When you hire John Harbaugh, when he walks through that door with the type of resume that he has, with the type of winning percentage he has, and I look at this roster and the talent it has, because I always thought it was personnel over excuse me, I always thought it was coaching over personnel. And that's why I was on board with Dable getting fired and Shane staying, and that's ultimately what ended up happening. It was more about the coaching and not about the personnel when I look at the futility and, quite frankly, all the losses that mounted with the Giants in previous regimes. Those days are now over. There's a new sheriff in town. There's a CEO, an adult in the room, a taskmaster, a guy that has a terrific resume. And say what you want about the Harbaughs. Yes, they are. You could say quirky. I would say they're just weird. They wear the corduroy pants. They're strange fellas. They march to the beat of their own drum. Jim more than John, but even John has a little bit in himself as well, as far as the quirkiness and the weirdness. But they're winners. They are winners. And they win. Give it time, they win. But I'm not giving Harbaugh time. I want it right out of the gate. And I want it this year. Because I look at the NFL as a year-to-year league. One year you can be in the outhouse. The next year you can be in the penthouse. Now, as far as the Jets. Like I said with the Giants, I always keep my ear to the ground. I know what the streets are saying. I know what social media is saying. And I probably shouldn't be surprised by this, but there is a part of me that is. And it really started in July and is now carried over into August. But I can't believe how many Jet personalities, Jet content creators, Jet fans, I can't believe how many of them have, and I call it going through the turnstile, I can't believe how many of them are going through the turnstile and predicting the Jets to win 7, 8, 9 games. Listen, the Jets have won 13 Super Bowls in the month of July. We know that. I think it's more likely that Aaron Glenn is fired by week 6 than it is the Jets win 6 games. It's a coach quarterback league. The Jets do not have either. I don't believe in Kate Klubnik. I've made that pretty abundantly clear. But if you're new to the show, let me just put it in simple terms. I think he stinks. And I watched him a ton in college at Clemson. I don't think he's very good. The Jets certainly do because they traded up for him. But I don't think he's the answer. Nor is Geno Smith. I think Geno Smith will develop into a good, steady backup. And I think the Jet quarterback that is going to get them out of this is awaiting in the upcoming draft. Whether it's Manning, whether it's Chambliss, whether it's Moore, whether it's Carr, one of these guys coming out in the draft, because it's going to be a very deep, very rich quarterback class in the 2027 draft. So what I'm telling you with the Jets is, I am optimistic, just not this season. And I think a lot of Jet fans are just being a little bit, and hey, if you want to flip that back on me and say, Tommy, listen, you're putting the cart before the horse. You're trying to get the Giants to 10 wins and in the playoffs. But to me, the Giant, and here's why I feel differently. The Giant groundwork, I think, has been laid more than the Jets, okay? But, and I probably buried the lead on this one. More importantly, quarterback, head coach. I believe the Giants have both, and the Jets don't. It's a quarterback, head coach league. The Giants, I feel very secure about what they have going on in head coach and quarterback. I don't feel the same with the Jets. But I'm also not somebody that says, well, the Jets are never going to win as long as Woody Johnson is the owner. That was the same things that were said about James Dolan. Well, the Knicks will never win as long as James Dolan owns the team. Certainly, they'll never, ever win. Heck, I'm starting to hear that about Steve Cohen and the Mets. We all know that the Knicks just won a title in June. Does James Dolan still own the team? Last time I checked, he does. So, clearly, the Knicks can win a title with James Dolan as their owner. Same thing with Woody Johnson and the Jets. He just has to do what James Dolan did, and that's hire the right person. The Knicks would have not won a championship without Leon Rose. Now, maybe Muji is that guy. So far, so good. But the jury's still out on him. He's kind of halfway completed, I think. Like, trading off the young players was step one. Now, step two is finding the quarterback. And you hope that once that quarterback is here next year, this infrastructure that you have built, offensive line, the young skill position players, and the Jets still have to develop. They have Garrett Wilson. They gotta get another guy, though. I mean, whether that's Kenyon Sadiq, who's a tight end, but still can be pretty much a wide receiver. That second option in the passing game, that guy has to emerge. Otherwise, to me, when you talk about the skill position players of the Jets, I think it's a little bit hyperbolic to say that they're loaded. Well, they have all these things on offense that you love. Well, they got to develop another guy behind Garrett Wilson. And hopefully it's Sadiq. Could be Cooper. I mean, there are options. And obviously bringing back Breece Hall is huge, especially when you are going to have a young quarterback taking over the reins next season. I am optimistic about both franchises. Look, we've lived through a lot of bad football in this town for a very long time. And I think those bad days are just about over. The Giants are there. They've arrived. They're back in the NFL. The Jets are still a few steps away, but they are not by any stretch of the imagination. And listen, considering where the Jets were, you know, it all failed with Aaron Rodgers, and you can't blame him for getting in bed with Rodgers. It completely blew up in their face. Zach Wilson is the worst draft pick in the history of all New York sports across any team you want to give me. Zach Wilson's the worst. For the Jets to have had both of those quarterback failures, disasters, you know, it takes time to kind of get out of that and dig out of that. And the Jets are still trying to figure it out. Obviously, Justin Fields can't throw the football in front of him. Geno Smith, the best years he had in Seattle, I don't think he's going to be able to recreate that here. I'm not a huge fan of Cade Klubnik. I don't think the quarterback for the Jets that's going to get them 7-8 wins, back over 500 to the playoffs, etc. I don't think that quarterback is on the roster currently. But I do think he's on his way. I do think he will be drafted next year. And I have this good feeling that the Jets are finally going to hit on that quarterback in the draft. I just have a gut feeling on it. And I'm rooting for it. Look, no fan base should have to suffer as long as the Jet fan base has had to suffer for it. You can't say Jet fan without long and suffering in front of it. You've paid as Jet fans your debt to society. You should be able to enter the NFL again as fans. You should be able, the curse should be broken. You should be able to have that young quarterback and enjoy the fruits of that labor and the success of having that quarterback. So I'm definitely rooting for you. But in my plan, it just feels like more of a 2-3-5-year thing than what I'm hearing from a lot of Jet fans this summer, which is, well, no, it's going to be this year. I don't see it. I really don't. Because of the coach and the quarterback. Because I think Glenn is going to be gone. I don't see him surviving the year. Frank Reich will be the coach. And yeah, I think Klubnik will take over somewhere middle of the year. Because Geno Smith was brought in here to kind of be a placeholder. And now look, Geno Smith, I'm sure, is sitting there going, all right, I'll shock the world. Just like I did in Seattle. And if he does that, here's the problem. I think even if you get the very best of Geno, you're winning 6 games, and that's probably the worst case scenario. Because now you're in a position, even with multiple picks in the first round, listen, no one's going to say, oh, you know what? I have the number 1 overall pick, or I have the number 2 overall pick. I'm just going to give up on the young franchise quarterback so that the Jets can trade up. That's not happening. So keep dreaming if you think that is. It's not. The only way to get in that position is to lose a lot. Hey, that's the nature of the beast. That's the way it's set up in the NFL. There's no lottery. The more you suck, the better off you are next year in terms of drafting a quarterback and being at the top of the draft, picking 1, 2, 3, whatever the case may be.
Fall is a vibe. So what's yours? Do you go wild or get a little nostalgic? Do you like to cozy up indoors or kick it outdoors? Whatever you fall for, get shoes that get you. We've got the trends. You bring the vibes. DSW, let us surprise you.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, Every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
With preseason football for the Giants and Jets starting this weekend, I felt like it was appropriate for, because you never know what Tommy you're going to get. You know about positive Tommy, you know about all the Tommies, but tonight, I felt like it was appropriate to be Tommy Football. And you can call me Tommy Football.
Thank you.
And I understand the audience, they come into every show and they're like, I wonder what Tommy we're going to get tonight. Because you truly never know which Tommy you're going to get.
Tommy the Mama's Boy.
Tommy the Legend.
Tonight you're getting Tommy Football. Because I'm pumped up that football is back. Not that I love the preseason, but I do love football, and it is great to see some form of football, even if it is exhibition games. And we have the Giants on Saturday and the Jets on Friday. Giants are playing the Vikings, if you care about such things, and the Jets are playing the Bucks, if you care about such things. And I say that only because if you care about the opponent. I mean, I think it's just about seeing the Giants. It's about seeing the Jets, because it's been so... I haven't seen them in so long. I can't go to sleep. I haven't seen them in so long. The Hoof. It's just, it's been a minute since we've seen these teams, and we're excited to see them. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. By the way, this whole story today that came out about Jackson Dart, he slid at camp, and it got a sort of a Bronx cheer, and coaches and players were excited about Jackson Dart sliding. And I hope this is something that we can put to bed here in August and not have it be a source of conversation in September and October and November, because I thought it was completely and utterly overblown last year. Jackson Dart was only in concussion protocol once. Yes, he spent a lot of time in the blue medical tent, but as far as actually being injured, as far as actually being out of action, he only suffered one concussion, and it was kind of a flukish thing. And I felt like Jackson Dart last year, you know, rookie full of piss and vinegar, he's going to try to put the weight of the world on his shoulders. He's going to try to save Brian Daboll's job. I think he came into last year with the mindset of trying to do too much. And perhaps he took on some unnecessary contact. There was one situation where he led with his head into a defender. I mean, things like that obviously are rookie mistakes. And ask Tiki, rookies are dumb. But now Jackson Dart is not a rookie anymore. And I expect a more mature, more polished version of Dart. And of course, under the tutelage of Harbaugh, I would expect things to be, you know, just a little bit safer. But just a little bit. You know, I also like to live dangerously. You still want Jackson Dart being Jackson Dart. You don't want to neuter him. You don't want to put the training wheels on him. And I was thrilled a couple of weeks ago when Harbaugh said that the Giants are going to utilize Jackson Dart the same way the Ravens still utilize Lamar Jackson, because Lamar Jackson has won multiple MVPs. And I love the idea of Jackson Dart continuing to be that guy that not only can pass the football, but also run. I mean, he is a great runner of the football. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. I don't want to go here. Let's head out to, let's go to Richie in Queens. He leads us off air after hours. What's up, Richie?
You know, you're like a box of chocolate. You just never know.
You never know what you're gonna get. By the way, Richie, I know I had to take care of a thing for you. I didn't take care of it yet, but I will. I'm working on it. We had to do something. I had to do something for you, so I'll take care of that for you.
No, I don't, Tommy. I don't expect you to do that.
You asked me to do something. I said I'd do it. I said I'd take care of it. I'm gonna take care of it.
Well, that I appreciate.
Yeah.
And listen, as long as you never cut me off, you know. So as long as I can speak to you.
Well, how am I gonna cut you off? What am I here? You are on the line. What do you mean cut you off? Who's cutting you off? You mean a producer not putting you on?
I'm tired of hearing from this old guy. You tell your producers. Don't pick
what old guy? Who old guy are you speaking of? You, Rich? Yeah, I mean, you're yeah. However many years you are, it's young after it. You're whatever years young.
I'll be 79, you know.
79 years old.
Then I'm still playing a little softball. I throw the football around. I play with the younger kids. I played in the over 50 league. I try to keep myself out.
You don't sound a day over 77, Rich. And you keep a youthful spirit about you. You know that?
Yeah, and my personality is still there, I think. Some
yeah, absolutely.
The charisma,
100%. I don't think they're blowing smoke up your behind. I hear it every time. But yeah, no, you're always welcomed here on After Hours. Now, I may cut you off during a conversation, but I'll never tell a producer not to put you on the air.
Well, I know that. I appreciate that. You know, real quick, Tommy, it looks like the running backs are making a comeback. Remember last year, nobody wants to pay for first baseman.
Yeah. Yep.
Now you got Gibbs, and you got Robinson, and you got Taylor getting these $70 million contracts and guaranteed money.
Yeah, that's been happening over the last year or so, Rich. Yep.
Yeah, I think it's gotten that way. With the Jets, real quick, look, Geno Smith and Enigma, is he going to be the same, you know, what he was 3 years ago? I think with Evan McDonald, I think Bailey's a definite stud, and they got Fitzpatrick and obviously Wilson and the kid Cooper. And, you know, they could, and Hall being what he is, I think of the defense, the offensive line.
Well, you've neglected the head coach so far. And that's the thing. A lot of people that are pushing Jet optimism.
Well, I was going to get to that.
Well, that's the problem, though. You need to start with that, though, I think. And I'm not suggesting that, you know, Richie, you were doing it sort of to just malpractice. But the idea is, to me, it's a head coach league. It's a quarterback league. And the Jets are brutal at both of those positions. So you can give me all the hyperbole about how great they are at the offensive line or defense and things like that, but as long as they don't have a head coach and a quarterback, none of those things are really going to matter.
But I still think sometimes the players do make a difference. I understand the coach can be a hindrance, but if they got better players, I would think they'll be better. And I expect 6 wins. I don't expect anything more than that.
You got him at 6. You got him at 6.
Yeah, I got him at 6.
Okay.
And I think that'll be an improvement for them. And I don't think it's enough to keep Gordon's job. I think if they don't show a real consistency, I think he'll be gone. I just bought my tickets down for the year. I go every year to one Giant game.
Which game are you going to?
I got the Cardinal game. I'm going to the Cardinal game.
Okay.
You know, and I'm hoping at the fourth game, I'd love to see 2-1 some way, somehow. And until they beat the Cowboys, where people are touting, and I know C-Mac and other people are confident, but they still got to beat the Cowboys. Real quick with the Giants, Neighbors is obviously a key. There's no doubt about it. That he has to be healthy. I think Fields has shown something. I don't know what Odell's going to be.
Well, that's a wild card for sure. I mean, we'll see if he has anything left in the tank. I've been talking myself into recently that he's going to make an impact, but until we see it, you know, it's more just hopes and dreams and wishes and nostalgia.
Yeah, and you know, Tommy, and I know Dart only had the one cup, but he did push the envelope. I hope he's better with, you know, under control. And the other thing, too, defending, you brought up Carter. I was hard on him last year. I remember talking to Sean about it.
He
The hurries and the hurries and the pressures to a point. You know, that's like a guy that almost hits home runs. You need him to get his 12, 13 sacks. And if Reese comes along and Edmonds, and it's going to make that defensive. I think this kid Hood's going to be good for them.
Yes,
I think
rookie corner out of Tennessee.
Secondary will be better.
Better, but it's still not a complete. And I wanted, and I appreciate the call, Richie. I wanted Caleb Downs, but I understand drafting Francis Maui Noah. It's a lunch pail, hard hat, championship move to take an offensive lineman in the top 10, especially when your most prized possession is your young quarterback and you want to protect him, not only with the offensive line, but with the power rushing attack. And you also signed a fullback in the offseason. The design and the sort of mission is to keep Jackson Dart not only upright and healthy, but to keep this offense sort of moving and moving and moving. And also, listen, the more you run the ball, the less the defense is on the field, and the weaknesses that are probably still there, lack of being able to stop the run, secondary problems, it will mask those weaknesses because you're going to keep the defense off the field as much as humanly possible. 888-808-1019. But yeah, as far as Abdul Carter, you're right. I mean, in any walk, I almost won the Oscar. Well, I almost finished number one in the ratings. Well, I almost hit a home run, but you didn't. And that's okay in the first year if you want to make excuses for a guy and you want to say, no, you're not looking, you're not watching the film. I'm not watching the film because I have a life. So that's why I'm not watching the film. But I watched the games on Sunday, and when I watched the game on Sunday, he wasn't getting to the quarterback enough. That is Abdul Carter. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Matt in Clifton joins us next here on After Hours. What's going on, Matt?
Loogie, what's going on? Love you, man.
What's happening, bro?
Okay, you get right back to sports, but I've been wanting to tell you this. Mm-hmm. Great drop for you. Glengarry Glen Ross slips through everybody's cracks, right? One of the best movies ever.
Very underrated.
Everybody's got to see it.
Yep.
You've already told everybody.
Yep.
Great drop for you. Yankees can't win, right? So we have a million different times that we could drop it. Everybody knows at the end of the month, whoever's on top of this board in sales wins a brand new Cadillac. Who wants to know what prize for second place is?
Yeah, you're fired.
Nope.
That is in the line?
Second prize is set of steak knives.
Oh, the steak knives. Yeah. And then third place, you're fired. Yeah, that's what it is.
That's all, yeah. And then third, you're fired.
Yeah, exactly. Third was fired. Exactly. Right. Yeah,
that stuck with me forever.
Yep.
Not second prize is a set of steak knives. It's second prize a set of steak knives.
Yep, and then
so
third place, you're fired. Yep, coffee's for closers.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, I appreciate it, Matty. I was talking about Glengarry Glen Ross. Clearly, I need to rewatch. I haven't seen it in forever, so I have to sharpen up a little bit of my... Because I knew one of the lines there was, you're fired. I thought it was second place, but it's third place. Glengarry Glen Ross is one of the most underrated movies that I can think of. It stars Pacino. It stars Ed Harris. It stars... Let me double check the cast here before I start naming names. And those two guys are definitely in it. Glengarry, Glen Ross here. Yeah, Pacino, Jack Lemmon. Baldwin has the one scene in it, which is amazing. Alan Arkin's in it. Yep, Ed Harris, like I said. It is a tremendous cast. Very good. The script is amazing. It's classic Pacino. Absolutely classic Pacino.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at Prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Let me think about this one real quick. Top four Pacino movies for me. Godfather, of course. Scarface, of course. You know, this could be a hot take. I'm not the biggest fan of Heat. I know a lot of people love that movie, and I'm willing to do what I did with The Phantom Menace, what I'm going to do with the Exorcist, or The Exorcism, whatever the hell the name of that movie is. I am going to rewatch it, because sometimes I see a movie once, and I have a strong take on it, and then I say, you know what, maybe a second viewing, rewatching it might change my opinion, and I think I need to do that for Heat, because it's one of those ones where everybody loves it. And obviously the cast, it goes without saying. You got Pacino, De Niro, Val Kilmer. Tremendous stuff. And it's the genre of movies that I love. But when I watched it, I was like, it's all right. So I feel like, though, I need to rewatch Heat to sort of see. Because I did that with The Phantom Menace, which is, of course, the first of the prequels of the Star Wars movies. I saw it when it first came out. You know, it was right in my wheelhouse when I was young. And these are my version of Star Wars movies. And I watched, obviously, the originals, not when they first came out, because I wasn't born or too young to go see it, but no, I think I wasn't born, right? Those were late 70s. Either way, I didn't see them right when they came out. I did see them when they were re-released in the movies, but when the prequels came out, I was like, ooh, these are my Star Wars movies. And then The Phantom Menace came out, and I said, I hate you, George Lucas. But no, it was terrible, to say the least. It did have bits and pieces of a great movie in there, including Darth Maul, including the soundtrack or the score of the movie, including the fight scene between Qui-Gon Jinn, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Darth Maul. But otherwise, the plot was horrifically bad. I mean, it was terrible. But I rewatched it years later, and I said, let me give it another chance. It was actually worse than what I remember it, but it's terrible. And I still actually, it's not even the worst Star Wars movie. I think the one after that, I think it's called The Clone Wars, whatever the hell it's called. The second installment in the prequels is, believe it or not, worse than The Phantom Menace, which is hard to do, but somehow it found a way to be worse. 888-808, but Glengarry Glen Ross, highly recommend it. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We're talking Giants and Jets here. Our expectations going into the year as preseason football is back. Giants in action on Saturday, Jets in action on Friday night. Jeremy joins us from Tuxedo. What's going on, Jeremy?
Yo, Lukey, how's my favorite sad Mets fan doing?
What's happening? Well, I'm not sad right now. Mets are up 5-0 over the Braves, and they're red hot, so I'm not sad.
Oh, there you go, yeah. No, I'm just here to talk some football with you, though. I just wanted to do that to you as a Yankee fan. But honestly, low-key, I do think people are overhyping the Giants and underhyping the Jets. I do feel that the Jets have gotten a little better. I do think the Giants are definitely going to be a step up, though. Like, they do have the makings of something as well. But I do not think they're so back with Harbaugh as their coach. And we have to see how Jackson Dart develops. It's like, whoa there, you know? Take it easy.
Well, look, I'm basing it a lot off of last year. I feel like if Harbaugh was the coach and Jackson Dart was the starter all year, meaning you didn't go with Russell Wilson, I feel like that team would have had way more wins than it did. And that's the importance of a head coach. Like, you can't underestimate what a head coach brings to the table. You know, he brings culture, he brings a winning formula, and he is going to teach this team how to win. And I think they're going to pick up on that quickly. Yeah. And that's why you could go look at last year with Vrabel. I mean, they went to the Super Bowl. And now they had a soft schedule, fair, but the Patriots were horrible, and then they bring in a coach that's a winner, and he doesn't even have the same success that Harbaugh has, Vrabel, and look at what the Patriots are able to do.
Yeah, it's a valid take, and I can give you that one. I think the Giants will definitely be better. Like, I do think Jackson Dart is the right guy for them. I was initially skeptical of them taking him over Shador, but now that I see it, I'm like, yeah. I'm a Jets fan primarily. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do think the Jets definitely had a good draft. I know a lot of my friends who are Jets fans are a little, like, more skeptical of it. Like, they were very skeptical of us picking Bailey over Reese, but I kind of like it, not going to lie, because from what I understand, Reese kind of disappeared in the playoffs.
Yeah, and you know what? Bailey's more of a guy that you could plug in right away, and I think he'll be more productive. And listen, time is not on the side of Aaron Glenn, so I completely understand the pick. You know, Reese is more of a project. You can't afford to develop a project when I'm sure Aaron Glenn in the back of his mind realizes if he has another bad year, he's going to be out of here. So you couldn't go the route of Reese.
Yeah.
So it was the safe pick, but it was also the correct pick.
I agree, yeah. Like, the crazy thing to me about Aaron Glenn is, like, those first five games, like, he should have been 3-2. Like, it's crazy. Like, he kept those games close. It's just he had no defense.
Yeah, but and you know the other thing, too, Jeremy, you bring up the... I'm glad you brought that up, because this is something that I haven't mentioned, but I should. Another part of this with Aaron Glenn, like, he's still learning how to be a head coach, and maybe he will never learn how to be the head coach, or certainly not of the Jets. But he has been now, he's still learning how to be a head coach, and now this year he's going to have to fix the defense because Woody didn't let them hire a defensive coordinator, and he basically put it all on the lap of Aaron Glenn. Aaron Glenn is trying to figure out how to be a head coach, and now he's got to worry all about the defense? That's just unfair to put more on his plate.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, that...
I agree.
Yeah, and I'm not, like I said, I'm not someone where, like I said last segment, so I'll kind of reset it. Look, the Jets can still win and in spite of Woody Johnson as their owner. But this is a scenario where Woody Johnson, I mean, they hired Brian Duker, which, who? It sounds made up. I'm convinced until I meet this guy. Now, the fellas, Craig and C-Mac and Hoffman, are out at Jet Camp tomorrow. If they actually see Brian Duker in person, they can confirm this for me. But as far as I'm concerned, Brian Duker's AI. He's made up. Because Aaron Glenn is the defensive coordinator. And there was this whole run around about the Jets hiring Wink Martindale, and Marash had the report that, I'll paraphrase it, but basically they were going to hire the Jets and Glenn were going to hire Wink Martindale to be the defensive coordinator, and Aaron Glenn fly down to meet with Woody Johnson to dot the I's and cross the T's, and Woody Johnson basically said, I'm paying you enough, Aaron, you're a defensive guy, you fix the defense. It's like, okay. Yeah. That's really not what winning organizations do, especially when you have a young head coach who's still trying to get his sea legs as a head coach and has got probably eyes in the back of his head because he's worried about getting fired. He's trying to hire a defensive coordinator to help the defense last year that had zero interceptions, and Woody Johnson basically says, go take a walk, I'm paying you enough, and that's why they hired Brian Duker or created him from an AI aggregate. And that's the type of stuff that Woody's got to stop. Because that's the type of stuff that Dolan stopped. And once you stop the meddling and you hire the right people, great things will happen. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's after hours. It is Positive Tommy here in prime time. Let's go out to Connecticut. Nick joins us next. What's going on, Nick?
How are we doing, Positive Tommy?
Hey.
Listen, before we continue, what's the greatest Al Pacino performance of all time? You mentioned you're going to do four. So you got Godfather 1, Godfather 2, Scarface.
Yeah.
What's the fourth?
No, because you know what it is too, and you caught me, Nick. Good on you. Whenever I do those things, I'm always deathly afraid when I'm doing it on the fly of forgetting an obvious one, and sometimes instead of talking it out on the air because it just could be a little bit monotonous, I either move on from it and come back to it, or I just never come back to it. But let me think through here. Oh, I love Donnie Brasco. I don't think that's the one you're referring to, but I do love Donnie Brasco. That's another one that I think is super underrated. I do love it.
It's a good one.
I do love Any Given Sunday, but again, I wouldn't put that in the top four. I wouldn't put Son of the Woman. Oh, you would put that in there.
That's the greatest ever. That's the best one ever.
Okay, but I guess personal preference. So you would go Son of the Woman.
Gotcha.
You would go Scent of a Woman. I don't know why I keep saying Scent of the Woman. Son of a Woman. You would go both the first two Godfathers. Obviously, Godfather 3,
yep.
It happened. There's nothing we could do about it. We can't go back in time. And you would go Scarface, and you would go, that's it, right? Okay, those four.
Yeah, that's for four. I mean, if you did five, maybe Donnie Brasco probably Brasco for five. But
and I love Pacino, and this movie gets a lot of flack because of the runtime, but I thought The Irishman was awesome, and I thought he was great in that. I heard you paint houses as Jimmy Hoffa. He was tremendous in that.
Yes. So here, I don't mean to take the wind out of your sails.
Yeah.
I've been listening to you. I've been listening to Positive Tommy on the ride home, and, you know, it's August, so you got to be positive for NFL season. But I got to be honest, I think you're being a little overly optimistic. Both the Jets and the Giants finished last in their division, spoiler alert, last year.
Yep.
And I don't see any reason to think that both of these teams are not finishing last in their division. I don't know what's changed. I don't see anything. And I think the biggest thing I'd say is every year for Jets fans, it's, oh, we just need to get a quarterback. Right. Well, Sam Darnold just showed you that it doesn't matter who they get, right? It's not the player, it's the organization. So the Jets wouldn't even know what to do with a good quarterback if one knocked on their front door. And I don't mean to take the wind out of positive Tommy, but I see no reason to think that either of these teams are not going to
Okay, I got you on the Jets, and I hear you, but what makes you think the Giants are going to be in the basement
Okay, besides signing Harbaugh, you get a flashy coach siren. Yeah. Besides the Harbaugh situation, Scadaboo is coming off an injury. He's not going to be the same guy he was right away off the rip to start the season. You got Tyrone Tracy, that's great.
Right.
I just think that people are overselling the Giants because of the Harbaugh hype, and they're definitely not better than the Eagles. I don't think they're better than the Cowboys, and I don't think they're any better than the Commanders if any version of Commanders from 2 years show up. So no matter how you cut it, the way I look at it, they're both finishing bottom of the division.
Well, listen, the Commanders just lost their left tackle. The Eagles lost A.J. Brown. And I'll give the Eagles their respect because they have been a Super Bowl champion here. And I'll still say they are the favorites to win the division. I'm not going to take that away from them. But the Commanders have already had a major injury blow here. I don't know necessarily if it's overhyping Harbaugh because look at the guy's track record. He wins. And I expect the Giants to win. And I would view it as a giant disappointment if they didn't. The Jets won. Look, I guess I'm being positive about them. For me, the Jet future is more positive than the present. I don't feel a lot of Jet positivity for this year. I think they're going to win 3 or 4 games. But I do think bigger things and greater things are on the horizon for the Jets, including their franchise quarterback, that I just gut feeling believe they will draft, and it'll finally be their guy. Now, as far as Sam Darnold, look, it's complicated. Because it's not like Sam Darnold left the Jets and was great in his next stop. It took several stops for Sam Darnold to finally realize his potential. He had to go to Carolina. He had to go to the Niners. Then obviously he blossomed with Minnesota. They made a huge mistake getting rid of him. And then he just won a Super Bowl with Seattle. Bad organizations absolutely ruin quarterbacks. That is true. But there have been a look. Josh Allen turned the Bills around. Mahomes turned the Chiefs around. Now, with Mahomes, you also have Andy Reid, but that's kind of been my point here, is that if you have the head coach in place with that quarterback, which is why I'm very positive and very optimistic about the Giants, great things can happen. And let's be real, the Giants have been where the Jets have been, really, for the last decade or so. Outside of a year here, a year there, they've been just as bad, the Giants have. They've been just as rotten. They've been just as dysfunctional and hiring and firing and not being able to find their way. And embarrassing things, too, like the Saquon fiasco, the Hard Knocks fiasco. And even this stuff with Harbaugh with the viral video, which I didn't think was great or horrible. But still, you're putting that out there, and it's not necessarily good. Maybe they thought it would get a great reaction across the board. But it was like, hey, it was a mid speech. Mid. It's okay. But the Giants are still trying to figure out how to be the Giants again because they've lost their way as a franchise, 100%. It's one of the best, proudest, most successful franchises in the history of the league. But not as of late. And even the great franchises can get lost at sea. But the way to find the port in the storm is to get a head coach and a quarterback. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Richard joins us from Manhattan. What's up, Richard?
Hi. Tommy, you were mentioning Ashton Kutcher.
Yes.
You're 100% right. He wasn't funny, but nope. Let's be fair. The show was going downhill. The writing stopped.
Two and a half men, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah, 2.5 men, yeah. And the writer, now, Charlie Sheen, he is one of the greatest. I put it, Charlie Sheen, Ted Danson, and Tim Allen as the 3 best men actors in the last 30 years.
Really?
They're all better than Jerry Seinfeld.
No, well, you're saying TV actors.
TV, yeah, strict TV. And
got
they're
it.
All good.
Got
these
it.
Guys, you know, I go back to Get Smart and Gomer Pyle.
Yeah, yeah.
These guys would have been with any of those guys. These guys were as funny as any of those guys.
So what you're saying, of course, for Two and a Half Men, for Home Improvement, and for Cheers.
And he was on Becca. And Tim Allen was on a couple of multiple shows. He was great. Fast. They were so fast. All three of them were fast.
Right, that's but here's the deal, though. I'm trying to think of like a good example here, Richard, off the top of my head. But I feel like there have been instances in shows where they lose a big character, somebody steps in, and the show still doesn't skip a beat. When Kutcher joined Two and a Half Men, the show sucked.
Oh, he was terrible. Terrible.
He's not good.
Tommy, one name we've heard in Giant Camp for four years.
Yeah.
This year we haven't heard it once. Who is that?
Throw me that one more time, handsome. Would you
say? What name haven't you heard in Giant Camp?
Oh, Andrew Thomas.
No!
What name?
Joe Shane! You don't even know, is he still on the team? Is he with us?
Well, I mean, you're hearing about Joe Shane a lot in training camp, I guess. You usually hear more about
him. I haven't heard his name at all.
Well, because he's kind of the invisible man right
now.
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah.
That's funny. I mean, he was the original David Stearns. He's the one that let Saquon go. He didn't like him. He didn't want to pay him.
You're right. Joe Shane was in the boat that David Stearns is now, where he was the most hated man in
the
sports.
Oh, yeah. They invented this thing that you don't pay a running back, like you brought up before the show. It's awful what they did. Well, it's all of a sudden. You still need a pre. Are you telling me if Christian McCaffrey, if Derrick Henry are not in the draft, the guy from Indianapolis, Taylor, number one, number two picks, are you kidding? I'd take him in a second.
Now, the internet, Richard, is telling me that Sea of Love with Al Pacino is a good movie. I got to be honest with you. I've never even heard of it. Can you back the internet up on this one?
No, I didn't see that movie. No. All right, one more.
I don't know if he... Put him back up there, Nico. Do me a favor. Put him back up. Okay, what do you got for me, Rich?
All right, Loogie. 3 years to the day. Aaron Rodgers steps on the Meadowlands, and at 9/11, the crowd goes wild.
Mm-hmm.
3 years later, Sunday night, 9/13, the Giants play the Cowboys. Which game will you think will be more anticipated in New York area? The Aaron Rodgers game or the John Harbaugh game?
Wow. I would still say Rodgers on that one.
Yeah.
I still would put the quarterback having more hype than the coach, especially when you consider the Aaron Rodgers.
But don't forget, the Giants have a bigger fan base.
They do, but Aaron Rodgers is a bigger star in football than Harbaugh, and the Jets have been so quarterback star forever. I still think the hype was bigger for Rodgers than it is for Harbaugh. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but that's just my feeling on that.
Lukey, did you watch? I was at the Yankee game yesterday. Did you watch any of the game or did you see anything?
Yeah.
Oh, Arcuna's two throws. That's baseball, brother. I can go and watch that. I don't care. You win or lose. That throw, the first one he threw, he held the guy up at third on the double that rounded. Wells rounded third. And then the very next batter, line shot to him. He throws a strike to home plate and holds him at third. He couldn't tag up. That was unbelievable. But the most surprising, that was great. That is baseball, my old-time baseball.
Yep.
I'll watch that. I'll pay for anything. I'll see that rather than six home runs in a game. When you show me a right fielder that makes two throws on back-to-back.
Yeah, no, Acuna, I hate to give him credit. Obviously,
one last thing,
Luke, Braves, but he is great.
The best compliment that this kid ever got, Lombard.
Yeah.
In the seventh inning, the guy, the veteran pitcher on Atlanta, is pitching a shutout. He's cruising along. All of a sudden, the Yankees got a man on, and the Weiss comes out, the manager of Atlanta, and then the lefty-righty switch takes out the starting pitcher. He was pitching a shutout because he wanted, a right-handed pitch to Lombard.
Yeah, that
was unbelievable.
Yeah, that could just be.
They're 5 days, and they're making changes lefty and righty for him. I mean, come on now.
Yeah, that could be a little bit of Lombard. That could just be a little bit of modern baseball. That could be just whatever. But Lombard has been amazing. I mean, Lombard really looks the part. He truly is the real deal. As far as the defense is just immaculate. The offense has even been there, which there were some that's speculated and worried if the offense would be up to snuff of where his defense is. So far it has been. And then also the maturity and the leadership. Look, that story came out over the weekend with Spencer Jones telling it that, hey, Lombard on Saturday in the cafeteria, or wherever they're eating. I mean, I'm sure they have something a little bit better than a... Because when I think cafeteria, I think Sloppy Joe's. And some woman with a hairnet that's like, you know what I'm saying? And she's got like a mole on her face and she's giving me Sloppy Joe's and I get that little milk carton at the end. You know, that's what I think cafeteria. I would imagine that the Yankees, it's more of fine dining after the game. But anywho, once the game was over on Saturday, Lombard was quizzing his teammates on the next day's starting pitcher, which shows a guy that loves the game, that eats, sleeps, and breathes the game, and just the leadership of a player that's only been up here for a couple days to say, hey, not only am I already thinking about the next day's starting pitcher, but I'm going to help out my teammates and start thinking about the next day's starting pitcher. You know what they call that? An Evan Roberts. Because Evan was big on that. When I worked on, he probably still is like that with Evan, Tiki, and Sean. Where Evan, Tiki, and Sean and I kind of live our lives, you know, for the most part, day to day. Evan is like, well, you know, and this will be in August, you know, coming up on December 5th, the Knicks are playing the Lakers that night, and the Nets are playing the Warriors. So it's possible that LeBron James and Steph Curry, they could be in the same subway car going. It's like, okay, who on the planet is thinking about that? You are, but we aren't. And that's, but, you know, it shows some leadership there. And that's exactly what Lombard is displaying in his early stages of his career.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.